The conversation with Dorothy Golding and Harold Golding on the night of September the 30th, 1980.
Started the first lemon maker. And it was out on Legumberry way out.
That was before and the prison, was it?
Yes, the prison there. But he put it there because the railroad had a siding there for the slack.
San Lazaro?
San Lazaro. And he got his flat from Belgium, Ireland, and Russia.
Were they importing in those days in sailing ships or steam sailing ships?
Oh, I think they came little beginning steam.
Steam.
Yes. And he brought two sons out.
Could I just stop for a moment?
And he brought two sons out with him. One for the machine department. And the other one for the accounting. My father was, he traveled. He traveled in South America, Mexico.
But what brought your father out here?
Pardon?
What brought your father out here?
Well, he came out selling to a big Manchester firm, the Stubbard Sigma Lab. And he got black smallpox.
Was this in Veracruz or up in the city?
No, this was in the city. And
remember the date when he came?
Do you remember the date when he came?
No, but it was somewhere in the 80s.
In the 1880s?
You must have been born.
20, 21, 22?
Yes, about and my the Phillipses lived on what is now Madero. My great grandparents. Mother's father had died when she was quite young. And her mother went back to her grandmother to live there. They used to
to live where? In Manchester?
No, here in Mexico.
Come back to Mexico City.
Yes, because Granny was born. She was the youngest of the three.
What was Granny's name?
Eliza Renault. Well, that's she married a Renault. Eliza Renault. And she married a Mr. Renault, who was in business.